in all seriousness, I believed every one of them. Their bearing and self-confidence alone seemed proof of their prophecy, where I couldn't shake my self-doubt. I got in only because I was famous. This was how others saw me. It was how I saw myself. Driven by these insecurities, I decided that I was going to find something to do at Harvard that was serious and meaningful, that would change the world and make it a better place. At the age of 18, I had already been acting for 7 years and assumed I'd find a more serious and profound path in college. So freshman fall, I decided to take neurobiology and advanced modern Hebrew literature because I was serious and intellectual. Needless to say, I should have failed both. I got B's for your information, and to this day, every Sunday, I burn a small effigy to the pagan gods of great inflation. But as I was fighting my way through Aleph Bet Yehoshua in Hebrew and the different mechanisms of neural response, I saw friends around me writing papers on sailing and pop culture magazines and professors teaching classes on fairy tales and the Matrix. I realized that seriousness for seriousness's sake was its own kind of trophy, and a dubious one, a pose I sought to counter some half-imagined argument about who I was. There was a reason I was an actor. I love what I do. And I saw from my peers and my mentors that that was not only an acceptable reason, it was the best reason. When I got to my graduation, sitting where you sit today, after 4 years of trying to get excited about something else, I admitted to myself that I couldn't wait to go back and make more films. I wanted to tell stories, to imagine the lives of others, and help others do the same. I had found, or perhaps reclaimed, my reason. You have a prize now, or at least you will tomorrow. The prize is a Harvard degree in your hand, but what is your reason behind it?